Jeremy Bradley here once again, live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and of course our Indie Adventure is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. Everyone loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dog domestic partner, Basil. Partner, get it? Basil have the perfect greeting card for your next occasion, whether they are formal in their tuxedos, wearing their Christmas antlers, or just giving you those sad puppy dog eyes, your message will make people smile. Check out the collection at ShopErnie.com. That's ShopErnie.com. And I'm at the Indiana War Memorial with Jason, the tour manager, and, you know, this is something that makes people smile because it's paying tribute to people who have, as we know, made the ultimate sacrifice. And let's just give people just a quick intro as to what they can see and experience here.
Well, the Indiana War Memorial is the crown jewel to the Indiana War Memorial Plaza. It's a 210-foot tall limestone memorial, of course, dedicated to those who served in World War I. The main feature of it that everybody has to see if they come is the it's the amazing shrine room. So 110 feet tall, and it pretty much speaks for itself when you come in. It's hard to do justice in terms of words.
110 feet. Okay, so what fills up that space then?
Air. Now, and a 30-foot tall garrison flag, which is the largest flag that you will see flying above a U.S. Army base. There is also an altar dedicated to those who served in World War I. Around the outside, you will see 40-foot tall Vermont red marble columns and portraits of the six commanding officers of the Allied forces in World War I.
And you said going in there, like, it's almost a completely different environment, a different atmosphere. It's silent. It's, you know, dark. There's some lights in the ceiling and of course, the chandelier you were talking about. And we've got pictures of that on our website at indie.jbonair.com. And across the ceiling, you were saying there's some significance because the states are all named out, right?
Yes, there are 54 stars that line the very top of the, it's about the midpoint of the shrine room. It is a tall room. And each one of those stars does represent a state or territory at the time of U.S. involvement in World War I.
I saw when we came in, just looking at the different plaques and pictures, and there's different displays. I know I was reading some information. There's a 9/11 section, and you also have... tell people, you were mentioning to me before we went on the air about the most photographed area. What's that exhibit?
The most photographed area in our museum. So we have a 30,000 square foot museum dedicated to all military conflicts that Indiana was involved in. The most photographed object would be the Cobra helicopter, a full-size Cobra helicopter that did see action, and we had to bring it in multiple pieces and have the National Guard unit in Shelbyville piece it back together for us.
Are we going to take it up? Is it we're going to go?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And you also mentioned that we can actually really get a bird's eye view looking out from the front of the building, too.
Yes, from the front of the building, you can actually see the entire plaza. So four of the five blocks are visible from the steps of the War Memorial, with the fifth block actually behind the War Memorial.
Now, I did a quick count. You can actually get about 1.5 million people out there, right? Is that...
It's close. I'd say about 1.75, but yeah.
You see, everybody, as a Canadian, my political jokes are falling flat since I've been here, as I've learned. I know people are going to want to check out more information about what they can see and do here, so how can they do that?
You can visit the website, which is www.in.gov/IWM.
Or indie.jbonair.com, and we'll link people through there.
That's easy.
Thanks so much for having us.
Sounds good. Thank you.